I'm reading from my only book of poems, Trout Stream Creed. This first poem is called North of Here. 400 miles north of Edmonton, but the stream was warm enough, and he young enough to wade in short pants and runners, opaque, slow, rusty water, some shallow holes, no fish biting. He could hear the humming of yellow jackets in the jack pine among rumored bears, hear chipping sparrows and shrikes call the name of the river, Christina, Christina. Then he found a hole so fishy he almost staked a claim. The stream flowing between two flat boulders, forming a pool big enough to hold anything you could ever imagine. He cast his spoon and let it sink until it disappeared, bumping along the sandy bottom. Nothing. 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 So he waded out up to his armpits in water dark as whiskey, made it out to the boulders when something much too big slid between his legs. Didn't remember jumping. He just shot up out of the water onto the rock like a bucked rider, looked down into the amber current, still clutching his rod in a shaky hand, knowing that it lived down there. And he did not. Because he was young, he hooked the great fish, dragged it spiraling up from its lair. And because he was young, he bludgeoned the great fish, long, green, and perfect, longer than his leg, until it stopped thrashing. Hung it by the gills in a tree, had his lunch by the stream, thinking, wasn't he the lad? Wasn't he the lad? When he returned hungry in the late afternoon, the fish was still hanging there, covered with yellow jackets, feasting fat on the meat, the gaping pike jaws humming their bee song. The yellow jackets flew away, engorged like drunkards, bounced off each other and branches of trees, easy pickings for shrikes and sparrows. The next morning his fish was gone, all but a few strips of skin, a length of spine. The fish's body, it was everywhere now, off humming, off warbling in the trees, grunting in the dark thickets of the nearby scrub, from fish to flesh to scat, all but tatters of skin. He picked up a piece of skin, taken by the green of it, dark scales flecked with gold like chainmail. Up north, he learned the usual things. That nothing is wasted, everything eats and shits, everything gets eaten and shat. But up north, he also learned that men walk in water, fish hang in trees, bees, birds, and bears assemble like a well-fed choir and sing the song of the pike.